Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, welcome live from Chicago. Happy July 4th, day before. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. People helping people. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear. Styling school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. Hurdle Apparel, high-tech socks. LER, Lower Extremity Review. MVP Parent Magazine and UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader today. Tasha Hayes, she's a fabric specialist. She's the co-founder of Hurdle Apparel High Tech Socks. She's returning along with Chance Rodriguez. He's the founder of Populate, electronic medical records, artificial intelligence software for podiatrists and orthopedics. Then the sports doctor's in, some Dr. Bob Wisdom, some emails. Tasha Hayes, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. I'm so happy to be here.
Tasha, give us some background on yourself and your moving into the whole world of socks and Hurdle Apparel.
Yeah, sure. I grew up in the textile industry, and probably the most relevant company that I've been a part of, the startup team, is a company called Spanx. And at Spanx, we dealt with a lot of circular knitting. We really had to understand the yarn level of the product. And once I really got honed into circular knitting and footwear machinery, I partnered with Taylor, the lead founder of Hurdle, and we created this patent-pending sock technology.
You know, it's interesting because, as you know, one of our supporters, Lower Extremity Review, we just celebrated their 15th anniversary, and one of my upcoming feature op-eds is going to be an article called Socks Matter. Pardon the pun, Taylor. And the fact is that the socks have come a long way, baby, in the areas of performance, of preventing problems, of support, et cetera. And you studied some of that technology at MIT, didn't you?
I did. I was part of a fiber and fabric institute in MIT where we were taking advanced fibers and creating advanced fabrics and then partnering with different institutions or companies such as Nike, New Balance, many, many companies across different industries. So, you know, there's so much technology in fibers and fabrics these days. We're just scratching the surface. But probably the most important invention in socks was spandex. Before spandex, there was no stretch and recovery in socks, so they would just get baggy, and I'm sure they were miserable. And that happened in the 60s or 70s. But today we have spandex. But Hurdle even takes it further, and we have a patented microgravity matrix inside a two-ply fiber combination that is very unique and special that absorbs some of the impact when you're running, walking, or even standing on your feet all day.
Now, that's a big deal. When you and I first spoke about it, I told you that I thought it was a very, very big deal in the world of sports podiatry or in the world of high performance or in the world of people standing all day on their feet, and the whole world of compression socks over the years and these challenges to try to be both supportive as well as comfortable in the area, again, of shock absorption and have the material itself contribute to that. We're not talking padding. We're talking the fabric technology, and I think this is something that I think you guys have brought to the surface. Because, it's such a big deal when we're talking about, besides just strapping and trying to include arch support, the idea of the fabric itself But then again, in the world of socks, when you're talking about moisture control, and again, you're talking about fit and comfort, those are some real challenges also. You guys got into the left and right world also, didn't you?
We did. I mean, we don't have two left feet. We have a left foot and a right foot, and they're when you look down at your feet, they're shaped differently on each side. So our socks have a left and a right sock, and the reason is because we offer padding for the left foot and on the right foot in the right places that match to where you need it on the ball of your foot and on the heel of your foot.
You know, now as you get into the world of athletics, again, we were talking about friction control, very big deal. Blisters has always been one of the world's biggest hassles for any athlete with shoes and socks and those combinations thereof. So friction control is also very, very important, isn't it?
It is. Friction control is very important, especially when your foot is moving up and down and, you know, you're running, walking, golfing, playing pickleball, you know, which is one of the hottest new sports. But yes, our socks are, you know, anti-chafing, anti-blister. They really relieve a lot of the problems that some people have with over cushioned socks or socks that just don't quite fit.
The whole world of wearing two pairs of socks. Funny you mentioned pickleball. I first wrote in Lower Extremity Review my article about pickleball being physical in 2021 when no one knew how to spell the word pickleball. I was talking about, guess what, everybody? Because so many seniors were jumping into it right away.
Right.
And we updated it at Low Extremity Review just the past month or two with a great editor. She was on the show with me a couple of weeks ago, Janice Raddick, and all the medical contact control in Lower Extremity Review. But again, talking again about updating how many injuries there have been and the tremendous explosion of the sport. It's the fastest growing sport in our country, pickleball. So again, the important characteristics of whether it's friction control, moisture control, odor control. As someone in the world of fabrics, all these things have to go in. You're talking about socks and shoes. Those are also important components, aren't they?
They are, absolutely. I mean, we clearly are focusing right now on the sock portion, but, you know, we have a special fiber combination that creates what I call the magic of hurdle that contributes to the breathability, the anti-chafing. So, you know, every piece of the hurdle sock has been very thoughtfully designed and engineered for optimal comfort and relief and really avoiding injury and avoiding.
That's an educational challenge. One of the reasons, again, we were paying attention to this, including our upcoming article on that Socks Matter, is the importance of educating the athletic community, the senior community, the youth community, how important these characteristics are. I even made a joke out of it. We'll see if it's in the article, you know, when you're growing up for years, if you got socks as a present, this was like the biggest boredom in the world. Once socks got stylish, now all of a sudden, a whole new different world, including, again, the important parts of what we're talking about. I still enjoy wearing my Cheech and Chong socks that my daughter got me. What's the website people could find out about the Hurdle products, Tasha?
It's www.hurdleapparel.com.
You know, it's funny, when you and I first had you on the show, and the coincidence, you know, my son is the CEO of a global schoolwear, which features Tommy Hilfiger school uniforms. And then you had told me you were involved one of your earliest times in that world with Tommy Hilfiger, weren't you?
Yes, I did my internship with Tommy Hilfiger back in the day. And then they hired me when I was, you know, in merchandising, which I call the business of apparel and fashion. It's like determining optimal assortments based on customer preference. So, yes, I was there as part of my first professional role coming out of college.
Wow. Now, you mentioned, is it Spans that you mentioned initially?
Spanx, S-P-A-N-X.
Okay, Spanx, great. So then when did Spanx show up? You know, I'm trying to remember, when did Spanx show up in our world, you know, and all sorts of different kinds of women's apparel?
Spanx was founded in 2001, but really took off in maybe 2007, 2008, something like that. And, you know, there are quite a few inventions.
Are they still around?
Oh, yes.
You got to get them on the Sports Doctor. We got to talk about that, the idea of tying them into the technology of sports performance in that particular situation. So, well, that's quite a long time. And, you know, again, but the idea of some of the that the elasticity, the rebound effect of fabrics.
Yep. Well, I mean, that goes back to the spandex conversation.
Yes, a little thigh compressions for the women.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Yes. Right.
Compression where we want it.
Yes. And so, but it's interesting, and the science, and again, going over to the medical side, the whole challenge, you know, we talk all the time about the scourge of diabetes, the whole importance of footwear, foot care, again, the importance of socks, whether it's anti-friction, shock absorption, et cetera, and the challenges of the support side of coming up with something that can be helpful, even in the support hose area. Are you guys involved in the dress sock world yet?
We have not launched dress socks yet, but we are developing them. So we're in the wear test phase.
That's going to be interesting, again, because of the, you know, we've had some tough tests for your hurdle socks. One of my colleagues in the radio world, Noah Perlis, who, you know, in his late 70s, a world champion sprinter, this guy. We sent him some socks, and then I do a segment, The Sports Doctor's in British Columbia, with the great TV host, Christine Blanchett, who was a champion runner at all sorts of different distances, and she's also enjoying her hurdle socks. So we gave you guys a couple of tough tests.
And I think we passed them. So
you did.
Yes,
you have. So it'll be interesting to see, because the dress sock world is very, very important. So is the youth area, the youth market, which was one of the reasons why we were excited to see some participation with Hurdle and Global School, where the idea of school kids, the importance, again, of proper support of high-tech socks that can make a difference in circulation and stamina, et cetera. So you guys got a couple of new worlds to go after.
Yes, we do. It's so exciting. I think you're right on the kids, on the dress socks. There's so many areas that the socks would make a difference.
But the sports socks also, again, when you're talking about people who are working all day, spending all day on their feet, again, the idea that besides wearing proper shoes and listening to me, whether it's orthotics, again, or strengthening your feet and ankles, all these things which are so important. But again, the idea that socks matter, you know, it sounds like the name of an article, Tasha.
It does.
I think it does.
Like
and I'll definitely let you guys know when it comes out with Low Extremity View, because the editor, Janice, again, the medical information content writer, wanted to add her 2.5 cents to the article like she did with me in the pickleball article. So. Again, we wanted the article to include the topics you're talking about that you believe are what do you call it, the hurdle way, the hurdle what?
Do you mean the microgravity matrix?
The title that you gave it when you were talking about putting these ingredients into hurdle.
I don't know what I said. I don't remember
you'll
exactly
have to look at
what
it.
I
said. Yes, we're going to have to check. We're going to have to check the replay. But again, the importance of a big deal on the Sports Doctor for, gosh, all these decades, these three areas that we pay so much attention to. The first one is awareness, whatever the topic is, the awareness of the importance of the topic. The second one is education, the idea of adding some important information. And the third one is action and changes. in these different areas. And this is, again, socks are a great example of these particular three areas. You know, whether you're a diabetic, whether you're the best athlete in the country, whether you're the parents of some really, really interesting kids who can't get rid of the blisters and their socks are too bulky. And the idea that the same athletic criteria makes a big difference to the guy who might be working in work boots all day.
Absolutely. That's right.
And you find, again, that those populations, I think, need to be part of the, you know, the educational challenge. We're starting to see more of it, which I think is good news. I was always a Bombas fan because they donate, I don't know how many millions of pairs of socks, now underwear and whatever, but I always was a fan of theirs because they donated a pair for every pair they sold. I don't know how many years have they been doing that. Do you have any guess?
I would say 10-ish years.
Yes, I tell you, you know, that's a great note to end on. Give us the website, Tasha, again, people find out about you and the products.
It's hurdleapparel.com, HURDLEAPPARLE.com.
Terrific. And we're going to get you back when we get those dress shoes rocking and rolling. Hold on, Tasha.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor on the day before July 4th. Happy Independence Day. Hey, is everybody excited about the Olympics? You know, it's such a big deal. There's so many different stories that are involved, and all the different countries, the celebration, the tremendous performances, and I'm getting excited. And I hope everybody else is. You know, just in the last couple of days, we knew, of course, Simone Biles is going to go, but she officially qualified. They got Michael Phelps. Again, in those two athletes, Simone Biles and Michael Phelps, look, we've talked a lot about on the Sports Doctor. We might get interrupted any minute if our expected guest, Chance Rodriguez, joins us. But I'm going to talk about the Olympics until he does. The whole mental health area that all of us have struggled with in one way or another, magnified times a thousand with the pandemic over the past, whatever it was, 3-4 years, and the whole challenge, whether it's adolescence, whether it's social media and all of these different topics where we would make a big deal out of, still the stigma of admitting you've got a problem, getting help, and the challenge of getting help, and is there enough? This whole world, whether we would have sports psychologists on the air, we would have psychiatrists, we would have mental training experts, holistic individuals, paying big, big, big attention to these topics. And it's great to see their participation. Again, they bring so much attention to these areas. And again, we've got, I was just watching last week that breakdancing is going to be a new event at the Olympics. It's unbelievable. And it's just some of these athletes from around the world and their backgrounds. Okay, great. Chance, you with us?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hey, it's good to have you. I was talking about the Olympics, but now we'll go back. Chance Rodriguez, again, is the founder of Populate. This is a group paying big attention to the challenge and the necessities of electronic medical records AI software for podiatrists, orthopedists and physiatrists. So, Chance, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure. Good to hear from
you. Give us some background on you and Populate.
Sure. We're a 3-year-old company, so we're fairly new. We make software that makes doctors' lives easier, so in particular podiatrists who spend a lot of time documenting, writing long notes to cover their rear ends for insurance and malpractice purposes, and not spending enough time with their patients, and oftentimes feeling a tremendous amount of burnout as a result. So my wife is a doctor. I became very passionate about finding solutions to doctor burnout after the pandemic, and I was right around when a lot of AI technology started becoming available, so we launched Populate to use AI to make sure doctors have less grief in the documentation process, enjoy their lives, enjoy their careers, and get home sooner to their families at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, your wife, Rachel, was a guest of ours on the Sports Doctor maybe a few months ago. It was fantastic. She's a pediatric oncologist. A fantastic topic that we included and talked about, and including that fact. You know, this is a big deal. It's a big label when you're talking about trying to prevent burnout with doctors. This is a big deal. The time-consuming complicity of these electronic medical records with all their advantages. Again, the pandemic with everything with telehealth, the world turned upside down in so many different areas. There were even a couple of good ones, telehealth, telemedicine, you know, being one of them that was really born out of that whole area. But that's a very, very big topic. And sometimes we assume, you know, again, being a sports podiatrist myself, we assume that, you know, that there's everything's all straightened out regarding, you know, paying attention to how much time it takes, it's how complicated it is. And holy cow, here comes artificial intelligence. I mean, good luck to us.
Yeah. No, it's so important. The folks think that doctors make a ton of money and that their lives are glamorous, but it oftentimes is really hard. And there's just not enough doctors that serve the older populations, especially in podiatry. The supply of physicians is not meeting demands. So what does that mean? Doctors have to see more patients. They have longer wait times. It takes longer for the patients to get in. And doctors who see 30, 40 patients a day have to write 5 paragraphs for every single patient. It's not sustainable. and it's not the lives that they signed up for.
Well, there was a war chance. There was a war, in quotes, decades and decades ago. It was a three-part war. There were the doctors over here. There were the insurance companies over here. And then there were the lawyers over there. And really, the insurance companies, in so many ways, really, really, really won. There are these gigantic groups. Rules change all the time. Things can become very complicated. We've had experts in the world of Medicare. Again, experts in the world of cancer care. One of the things we talked to Dr. Rachel about, which was the incredible challenge of trying to get the right information and trying to work your way through these incredible obstacle courses that are involved. And again, the amount of time and attention being paid to this, again, is a very, very real situation. And I think, you know, bringing awareness to the problem was one of the reasons that we wanted to get you involved on the Sports Doctor. Because again, whether we're talking about the best team in the country or parents dealing with youth athletes and the fact of the whole world of sports medicine, you know, podiatry is very, very, so geriatrics. My first experience in podiatry was going to nursing homes. The tremendous need, let alone people that I've introduced to you, the world of diabetes and amputation prevention is a tremendous challenge in the world of podiatry. So anything that can make a difference in the efficiency, how have you found the reception? Sometimes change isn't easy. Chance, how's the reception of new powerful programs like yours been with the profession of podiatry?
Skepticism and then delight. I think for most people, when you explain to them that the notes can write themselves, if you have a recording of the patient-doctor encounter, they don't believe you, so they have to see it for themselves. Then they read
what do you guys bring to the table? Again, there's a lot of groups that have all sorts of mandatory electronic EMR, electronic medical records. What do you guys bring to the table that's a step up from the fact, yes, we have electronic medical records?
So most folks spend between 8 and 11 minutes writing a note for each patient. And if you see 30 patients, you can do the math. It's painful. We got to use AI to get that time down. And so when folks use our system and they write their notes in 60 seconds or 90 seconds, that saves multiple hours per day that they can either spend with their patients seeing more folks, or they can spend finally going home and getting back to their families earlier in the day.
Yeah, and again, it's a big deal because there is a burnout, fatigue, an overwhelming aspect in the world of medicine because there's been so many tremendous changes in so many ways. You can't turn on the television for 5 minutes without seeing five drug commercials. This is what it is. And, you know, I've spent 30 years on the Sports Doctor, championing all areas of childhood obesity, all of these kinds of challenges that have really become so dramatic. So again, in the pressure on the medical world is dramatic. And again, there's probably nobody busier than orthopedics. But again, in the world, it's interesting. You mentioned skepticism and delight. Those are great two words. When you're talking about being able to at least get the chance to expose our profession to these kinds of challenges, especially, again, you're talking about something like the lower extremity amputation prevention with our friend Dr. Larry Rubin, who was one of my professors in podiatry school. You're talking about, again, one of their biggest challenges, the overwhelming amount of information and overload in document keeping.
It's true. Yep. And it's only going to get worse. The population is aging and becoming more active simultaneously. We move more as a society. Our bodies need more care as a result. So we got to make sure that there's enough doctors ready to meet that demand and that we don't burn out those doctors in the process. That's why this technology is so important.
Yes. Well, again, the overall topic on the Sports Doctor has always been called, we call it the mental game, and all of these kinds of challenges, and again, the idea of stress and work with multiplied by social media. There's a crisis going on in the world of adolescence and social media, and these adolescents have parents and grandparents. The reason I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, the sequel's got to be the hashtag Hey Sports Parents and Grandparents, because of the pressures that are put on in all of these areas. And again, help is in the middle of all of it. And one of the neglected areas, I agree with you, is this mental burnout challenge of the world of physicians. And, you know, podiatry is a great place to start.
That's right. People don't realize that the podiatrists can see 30 to 50 patients a day. Right. And you sometimes as a patient, you're like, oh, why did the doctor only spend 10 minutes with me? You know, they were efficient, but it was quick. Well, the reason is because that doctor is trying to keep their wait list down. They want to make sure that they take care of every patient that needs them. And that's why they have busy days. I have a tremendous amount of sympathy for these folks because they work really hard to take care of you and everybody else that needs them.
And again, the idea, whatever profession you would be talking about, burnout is a very, 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 very serious problem for, again, all 40 reasons that we've talked about since you joined us. The idea of so many different areas of pressure. And again, record keeping, even though it might be news to lots of patients, probably it ain't news to the doctors. And again, some of these big groups, they get locked into certain different areas. And there are various large entities and groups in podiatry, all who are paying big attention, like our friends at Northern Illinois Foot and Ankle, Dr. Pat, that I had introduced you to, when they're dealing with the fact that, EMR has got to be a big, big part of what the process is. There's probably multiple choices, I would assume. That's why I guess you got to be an educator, right, Chance?
Yeah, it's a large part of what I do. I try to be helpful to folks no matter what direction they end up going in their tech
journey. How's your sports psychology skills when you're talking about dealing with the mental side? I mean that seriously. When you're talking, again, when you're speaking to doctors or the head of groups looking to understand what a big problem this might be regarding, again, that burnout or that stress. What could be more stressful or that kind of side than pediatric oncology? Wow, that's why we had Rachel on.
Yeah, that's right. And there's behind the scenes, the workload expected of these folks is staggering. And yeah, you met my wife. You met my better half. I don't know why you'd want me on this show after meeting my wife. She's far more impressive than me. But
absolutely. That's absolutely the truth. But again, the methodologies, and I think you really have a lot of thinking behind, again, this mental side, the mental stress side, and the fact of the adding AI technology. AI didn't exist before a couple of years ago. So I would imagine in all of these areas, that's why the idea of is so important. I'm going to talk more about some of the fears and pros and cons of the AI technology with Chance Rodriguez, founder of Populate. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent, with the Sports Doctor is in article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide.
school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We are talking to returning Chance Rodriguez. He is the founder of Populate, a whole world of electronic medical records, specific attention to podiatry, the addition of AI, and the noble goal of just taking some tremendous time and pressure off doctors because of the vast challenges of all the record keeping in our world of medical necessities. You know, Chance, before we went to break, we were talking about the tremendous excitement of AI in so many areas. There's a lot of fear and education required in anything involving AI. It's become such a gigantic topic. What are some of your thoughts on the ups and downs of artificial intelligence?
Yeah, folks really have apprehension about it. If you've watched The Terminator, you know how bad folks have anxiety about this topic. You know, what I tell them,
the best experts have anxiety. The biggest, you know, the Microsoft or whatever they're saying, we got to be careful here.
Of course. Regulation and being mindful of the impact and the risk is so important. But what I tell folks is that you got to understand it. You got to get to know it. You know, the folks, when you talked about the Olympics, my favorite sport is actually bike racing. Right now, it's not just the Olympics, it's the Tour de France. They say that
the toughest sporting event of all, right up there, if not the, is the Tour.
Yeah, I agree.
I can't tell you how many superstars where I put orthotics in their cycling shoes, my friend, but go ahead.
They say that humans have good endurance, but if you give a human a bicycle, they become more efficient than any animal in the world. And I think about AI as kind of bicycles for doctors, right?
Great term. That's a great way to put it.
It's just such, you're going to become more efficient and travel
efficiency,
so much.
Yes. Efficiency,
yes. Efficiency.
You know, makes such a big deal. Again, whether we're talking about high performance at the highest level or we're talking about prevention. And one of the biggest points, again, is this idea that this burnout and these pressures are very, very real. They're very, very consistent, almost whatever. Medical profession we would look at, let alone, again, the specifics of podiatry where you're paying a lot of attention. And, you know, like we said, the awareness of, wow, this is a big problem. And then the education side, which is, you know, this is when you mentioned, you know, 10 minutes ago, whatever, the fact that somebody might spend what could be 10, 15, 20 minutes on a particular patient records could do something in a couple of minutes because of being adding your technology. Am I right in that?
Absolutely.
Well, you that's a big deal.
It is. It is. You talk about athletes a lot, and athletes have to perform, and they have to get their mentality ready to perform their best. So do their doctors. Their doctors have busy schedules and huge medical challenges, and then behind the scenes, all these administrative challenges. And when you talk to them and you give them a way to give them an edge, make their day go smoother, faster, give them more bandwidth to see those patients, they perform better. And so the most ambitious doctors want technology like this.
Now, is this,
because
yes,
it makes
is this
them
also,
better.
Is Populate something that individual doctors can incorporate as well as groups or both?
Yeah, we have offices ranging from one to dozens of doctors.
You're New York based, correct?
That's right. I'd say half of the business is still in the tri-state area, but we're in every major state now.
I was wondering about that, and that's what I thought when we talked about, because again, there's no reason why the technology can't be made available but with all the attention we're having, I call it on Broadway with our New York City scenario with Noah Pearl is putting together a roster of doctors and so many health and wellness topics on one of the most famous of FM stations in New York City. And of course, I work on my New York accent chance once a week on the Sports Doctor because I've been in Chicago for 50 years.
Yeah, maybe I'll join Noah's show. I actually have a dream of one day having a show myself. So
well, you go I'm back. Didn't you say? I remember. Isn't your family from the radio world?
That's right. We started out, and I worked at my dad's station. That was my first job ever.
Wow!
But my grandfather did radio in Cuba before the revolution. Was exiled for having anti-communist sentiments. Came to the United States. Did it here. Started with contemporary radio and taught my dad the business, and my dad hired me when I was 16, and it was the first job I ever had. So I still have a tremendous fondness for the radio business.
It's a tremendous vehicle. It's funny, now I'm a semi-dinosaur because I do live radio. You know, good luck to me if somebody might be a few minutes late. Oh, wait a second, that was Chan. Just kidding. Or we're in a different time zone, whatever. But the compared to everything's video today, yet there's still a great area, great excitement in the world of radio and everything that it brings in so many different areas. And again, the educational area, the entertainment area, there's so many different areas that we try to include on the Sports Doc with so many different topics, whether we're talking about concussions, whether we're talking about, again, the mental game. Again, the Olympics are coming up. What does it take to get to the Olympics? This is a tremendous topics, endless array, both physically and mentally. And what we've seen, the reason I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is there is an epidemic, everybody, in capital letters, in overuse youth sports, both physically and mentally. Whether we see Tommy John surgery on 15-year-olds or we see an 11-year-old doing triple jumps 200 times a week. And the better these kids are, the higher the pressures. So again, even getting into the fact of the doctors who might be treating some of these kids and or whatever, whether it's the weekend warriors or the diabetics, the idea that they could be getting burned out because of this tremendous overload is, again, it's the mental game, isn't it?
Everybody relates when you mention burnout. Everybody's experienced it either at one point in their training or they have it chronically and they just are losing the battle against the amount of administrative work they have. And when you show them something that can help, oftentimes it makes a dramatic difference in their lives and in their quality.
Yes, and the fact, there's a couple of areas that my whole sports medicine career, whether it's your orthopedic surgeons, with Dr. Ahmad from the Yankees, Dr. Cole from the Bulls and the White Sox, or physiatry, where I work with the best in the world. Tremendous profession. Chance, give us the website people can find out about Populate.
Populate.com.
Wow, man. Keep it simple, salesman. All right, Chance Rodriguez, Populate.com. We will have you back. You're on our roster. We'll get Rachel back. And hold on, everybody. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctors in.
The station that makes you feel good.
Introducing Hurdle Apparel Socks. Are you ready to step up your sock game? Hurdle Socks go above and beyond by adding unrivaled support and cushioning with their new Matrix support technology. By using an incredibly thin, anti-odor, anti-perspiration, shock-absorbing web or matrix that's incorporated in between the fibers of their socks, Hurdle is introducing the first socks with an internal structure to support your feet. There is an immediate difference as soon as you wear them in terms of cushioning and support. Walk on and walk easy with Hurdle socks. Go to hurdleapparel.com.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, we are back. It is the Sports Doctor Is In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom, and we answer a few emails. Dr. Pat McNaney, he's a podiatrist, and he's the founder of a group of 15, 16 podiatrists in Northern Illinois, foot and ankle. And we'll be talking about that whole concept of various locations, the important aspect of podiatry and sports podiatry and sports medicine, as well as all areas of foot care. And then we're going to be joined by Jody Deal, Rainbow Sports. Jody is one of the individuals in the world of figure skating, boot fitting that I've trusted for decades with all these fantastic kids that I see, 10, 11, 12 years old, who skate 10 days a week, and being able to send them to somebody, you know, one of my longest colleagues, so I'm going to give him a shout out, John Hermata, Mr. Edge Geppetto, he just retired, decades. He was also one of the superstars in the world of figure skating and boot fitting. So it's going to be a great show with those two. The following week, we're going to have the editor of the Chicago Sun-Times, Jen Coe, will be joining us. Everybody knows how I have included in my roster of experts, whether it's the great Rick Tellender for decades, the chief sports writer from Sports Illustrated, the sports writers joining me over the years. A couple times we've had Neil Steinberg, my favorite columnist in all of the world of newspapers, or my other one, Mary Mitchell, who's come back, the world of seniors and all sorts of different aspects that I've had on. And so I'm inviting on Jen as the general editor. They got all sorts of new things they're doing. They always emphasize health and wellness and fitness in the Chicago Sun-Times. So we're looking forward to her also joining us. And we'll see whether Glenn Matheson from CNN and Sanjay Gupta's podcast will be able to join us. That's iffy, but I'll let you know. Dr. Bob Wisdom, you know, all the years with Bob Guida, mini trampolines and working balance. The hockey player balancing on a mini tram, swinging the hockey stick. The tennis player balancing on the mini trampoline. The baseball player with his glove on, catching, throwing the ball, whatever the sport was, and he'd move them around on the trampoline to change totally the balance challenges. We would look at the mini tram like a clock. So if I was at 3 o'clock with my right foot,
the tram was trying to roll me in and pronate me, and I was using all my stability powers and strengthening them with counterforces. If I moved over to 9 o'clock, it was opposite forces, challenging balance. And the mini tram was an easy way. I could have a figure skate, I could have one at home, doing all sorts of balance work. Again, one of the two areas in my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, with the great Hall of Fame volleyballer, Sharky Zartman, is work balance in youth sports, in all sports. Include working balance. Mini trams are a great way to do it. It's great fun. Whether you rebound on it, rebounding is a great way, safely, without any impact, to get that lymph moving, get that circulation and stimulation in the body. Some of our great martial artists really, really pay big attention to the idea of doing movement up and down and shaking to stimulate lymph movement. And again, the mini tram, all areas, little Dr. Bob wisdom, few emails. Terry says I'm a 45-year-old runner. I was diagnosed with retrocalcaneal bursitis. The calcaneal bursitis, right behind the Achilles tendon, the attachment to the heel is a bursa, a fluid sac to reduce friction. It can get irritated. When it's persistent, almost always it's mechanically oriented. So you need to treat the symptoms. Back off. You might be doing some heat. See a physical therapist. Get a proper diagnosis that you don't have a stress fracture or Achilles tendon tear, and then go from there. If it's persistent, pay big attention to orthotics. Include podiatry. Ellen says, my 12-year-old daughter is a serious figure skater. She's got these bumps on the inside of her arches under the ankle. You know, there's a bone there called the navicular. It does have a prominence. Skating is famous for rubbing it because of locking ourselves in a boot. If there's any excessive motion, we can irritate this area. Sometimes this area has an extra bone attached to it, which we could see on x-ray. There's an important tendon runs right underneath it that also can get aggravated. I've been putting orthotics in figure skates, Ellen, for decades for this problem specifically with great success, especially in that loose, flat-footed young skater, which is common. So you want to see podiatry. You want to pay big attention to talking about orthotics. You also want to have the bootmaker punch out that area in the boot, window that area, even pad it if necessary. The great news is we can get rid of this, especially if it's persistent in a serious kid, when we add orthotics and we punch out that boot. Frank says, my 14-year-old daughter plays volleyball on club and travel. She's been dealing for over 2 years with what they call jumper's knee, that knee tendonitis and the kneecap tendon. You know, Frank, I can't tell you how many volleyballers I've seen. I've seen the best over the years in all ages, going back to the 80s Olympics before then. And I'm a sports podiatrist, and I saw them because their knees hurt because of all the jumping. And volleyball's got some of the greatest jumpers in the world. Any foot imbalance magnifies, especially in girls. Wider hips, slightly different angle, what's called a Q angle, at the attachment in and around the knee joint can put extra stress. Sometimes at the 14-year-old, she might have been growing aggressively, condition called Osgood-Schlatter, a stretching irritation of the attachment of that kneecap tendon to the shin bone, again magnified by torque forces. Great success with proper orthotics with this jumper's knee concern, along with the physical therapist, the orthopedist. Make sure you got a proper diagnosis. Boom, boom, boom. It's the Sports Doctor. Happy July 4th, everybody. See you next week.